National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, so much to talk about this hour. I want to give you an overview of some things that you need to know, notice, remember, look for, so you don't get taken advantage of in your travels, because that happens sometimes. And that's one of the reasons that it's very nice to fall in love with a brand and then stick with it, because you know what to expect from that brand. And when you find people that treat you well, or, you know, they do some squirrely things that bother you, but you know how to get around it so it won't bother you, worth knowing about. So all right, let me share with some stuff with you. I want to remind you again, if you lose us, you can pick us up streaming live at sabrams.com. In the on-air quick links box on the homepage, by the middle of next week, this show, as every show has been, will be podcast for a year, simultaneously archive forever. Podcasting allows you to download us and take us with you. Archive, they got any kind of a gizmo that's Wi-Fi connected, you can just click and listen. So let's go off and talk about some things. We're going to start with car rental right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Don't miss Raiders of the Lost Ark with orchestra at Tanglewood Friday, August 26th. The film that gave the world one of its greatest movie heroes, Indiana Jones, is back and better than ever before. Relive the magic on the silver screen of the original great adventure, Raiders of the Lost Ark, with John Williams' epic score, performed live by the Boston Pops. Buy tickets now at Tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old...
Let's talk about renting cars. That can be a very tricky business. Here are some of the things you got to take a look at. And I fell across this, you know, getting trapped myself, so... I speak with personal experience. Not long ago, I went to rent a car in the U.S. And I'm shopping around, and I come across somebody who has a full-size car for $29 a day. And, well, that's decent. That's not terrible. Okay, full-size car, $29 a day. So we're going to need it for 7 days, and I put in the information that they need. And now they come up with a total, and they want my credit card number so I can nail this down. And I'm looking at the number, and I'm saying, it came out to like $400. How did this get to be $400 at $29 a day? I mean, how much could the tax be? So I take a closer look, and it turns out it's $29 for the first day, and every day thereafter it was $49. Now, if, you know, I always do estimations in my head, having taught math for a number of years. You always estimate what your answer is. It's a good way to do a double check that when you get an answer and it falls in the range of your estimate, that you feel pretty confident you got the right number there. That's your first check. And I'm thinking, that can't be right. Because rounded off to $30, 7 days is $210. How do we get to $400? It's like twice the amount. And then after careful observation, there it is, $29 a day. A day. That's in one day. You got to love it. And the other days were $49. So had in my mind, the bill should have been for $29 a day for 7 days, should have been $203. And with whatever the tax was, probably would come out $280, $290, $295, $300 or less. It had any number come up $300 or less, it would have been acceptable. But $400 didn't do it for me. So I went shopping elsewhere. So that's one of the cute little tricks you have to watch out for. You have to also watch out for any fees that aren't added into the base number that you're going to meet when you go to pick the car up. Now, I see that all the time in Ireland. When I go to pick up my dually car rental, there's every brand you ever heard of in the airport. And there's often people picking up cars, filling out the paperwork, finishing the paperwork, handing over their credit card, whatever, for cars they've reserved at Dublin or Shannon Airport. Now, Dooley's location has moved since the last time I saw this happen. But so they are in their own location as opposed to surrounded by the other car rental companies. But when I am in a place where their pickup, when you get off the plane, you go over where the car rental people are, you'll see people who are pretty much getting the same fast shuffle that I explained here, where they went online and they took the least expensive car rental company for the category of car, if they're looking for a midsize or a full size or whatever, or compact or whatever they're looking for. And they now get to the counter and the fee that they're being given is like twice the price of what they agreed to online. And what they're being told is, oh, well, there's this fee and that fee and another fee and whatever fee and blah-blah-blah-blah fees. And therefore, it's a much higher number. And then you see these people, I mean, they're red in the face. They're jumping up and down. They're screaming at the top of their lungs. And the worst part is sometimes they have prepaid. And at this point, if you cancel it, if you don't take it, you're a no-show. You lose all your money, which means you're going to pay for a car twice if you can get a car. Because a lot of times, by the time you land at the airport, you may find out that nobody's got any cars to rent. They're all gone. They're all out on the road. You want to sit there until one comes back? Maybe you'll get lucky if somebody didn't show up to pick their car up. So that's why I love dually car rental in Ireland. Dually car rentals, actually, has an S on the end. Dually car rentals. No surprises. There's only one thing that you have to pay for in addition to whatever the fee is on the car, and that's the collision damage waiver, because in Ireland, they don't, it's the government of Ireland, it's not the car rental company. They don't allow you to say, oh, I'm using my homeowner's and or my apartment dweller's car insurance on rentals or whatever, or my car insurance overlap that overlaps rental cars. or I'm using my credit card, which gives me collision damage waiver on cars I rent anywhere. They don't accept that in Ireland. There actually is one credit card, and I'm pretty sure it's the MasterCard World card or worldwide card, but no, they're not accepting that. Because they, you know, the experience has been they've had in the country too many problems with trying to retrieve payment through credit card and insurance companies, so they don't allow it. You have to buy collision damage waiver there. In many cases, it's set up online that you can buy it online, but you have to buy it separately. You can't just say I'm using my credit card insurance or my homeowner's insurance or my car insurance or whatever insurance you've got. You got to buy it. In spite of that, they will turn out, in general, less expensive than any other car rental company you're going to use. And I'm going to explain something else about pick up and drop off of cars, as well as some of the other little pitfalls you ought to be aware of. We're going to do that in the next segment, so stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
This will be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both...
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking about car rental. So, one of the things that happens when you rent a car is often if you pick it up in one location and drop it at another, there can be very high fees. If you pick it up in one city and drop it in a different city, as opposed to even, you know, pick up and drop in the same city, can often incur fees. And pick up in one country and drop in another country can also generate fees. And there are some times when there are tricks of the trade that you need to know about. So let's talk about Ireland for a minute. There is no border between New York and Connecticut. There is no border between Georgia and Florida. There is an ideological line on a map, and you'll see signs, you know, welcome to Georgia, just peachy to have you. You'll see, you know, welcome to, or you're just leaving, we miss you already, come back, when you're driving across a line somewhere. But, you know, it's not like, you know, my husband will say to me when we're driving, how do you know we're in this state or this county? And I'll say, because I look out the window and the ground is pink. Well, it really isn't pink. It's, you know, the map is pink and you cross into the next place and it's yellow or green or whatever. But Northern Ireland, you know, a tragic state of circumstances, really as a partition part of the island that is Ireland, that happened in, I guess it was 1919. The partitioning of Northern Ireland created Northern Ireland as a separate country, or a separate region, part of the United Kingdom. Therefore, as soon as you cross into Northern Ireland, you know you're in Northern Ireland because the road signs count distance in miles instead of kilometers, as it does in the Republic of Ireland. And if you, you know, look in a butcher shop window or you look in the gasoline station, the petrol station, the cost of things that are listed in the window or above the gasoline tanks will be using the pound sterling. That little L looks like a cursive L with a line through it, as opposed to a euro. Other than that, other than the difference in money, currency, and the difference in tracking distance in euro, in kilometers or in miles, it's, you don't cross a border. I mean, there's nobody there to ask for your passport. It's literally like driving from Texas to Oklahoma. You just drive, and you're now in another, welcome, you're now in Oklahoma. Well, it's the same thing in Northern Ireland. However, it is part politically of another country. So there are major car rental companies, all of whom you could name if I asked you, that charge a fee because you're taking the car into another country. It's ridiculous, by the way. It's absolutely ridiculous. When you pick up a car anywhere, even in the U.S., if you're picking up a car in New York and you're going to drive it to Maine, you need to tell them you're taking the car out of state. If you're planning to cross the border and take it into Canada, they may not, by the way, let you drive into Mexico. There are all kinds of squirrely laws about taking your car into Mexico. Even if you're taking your own car into Mexico, you better check with your insurance company first. Because many insurers have a problem with you taking your car into Mexico. And that's because there is a significant car theft rate in Mexico. I'm sorry to say, but it's a fact. So, you know, you're much better off if you need a car in Mexico. Fly into wherever you're going. Fly into Mexico City, into Cancun, into wherever. And rent the car when you land. Rent it in advance. In general, you will get much better prices renting a car anywhere in the world from the U.S. before you leave home. Even in another state in the U.S. before you leave home. The mentality is, and you'll understand the logic, once you're at the airport, they got you. Where are you going to go? You're going to have to rent from somebody in the airport. And the fewer cars they have, the worse it is. They don't have to do anything nice for you, economically or otherwise, because they got you. So, when you rent a car in Ireland, you rent a car in Dublin or in Shannon airports when you land, they're going to ask you if you're going into Northern Ireland. If they don't, you need to mention that you will be. They should know it. For just about every car rental company except Dooley Car Rentals, once you say you're going into Northern Ireland, they're going to add a fee on, a border crossing fee. I want to tell you, if that isn't a rip, I don't know what is. No reason for that. And I have heard stories like, well, we have insurance fees to deal with, and it's higher, and it's this, and it's that, and it's okay. Dooley doesn't have that. If you've got it, we'll accept it. But we don't need to pay for it. So that's the first thing. The other thing is, let us imagine that this is your itinerary. You're going to fly into Dublin or Shannon, the closest place in Europe to get into Europe. Because you're trying to, among other things, you want to visit Ireland for however long, but you have intentions of going beyond Ireland. And the cheapest way to do that in airfare in general is fly into Ireland and then hop a cheap flight with Ryanair or somebody and go anywhere else in Europe. And when you add the two together, you wind up getting the bonus of visiting Ireland and saving on the airfare for the onward portion. Be prepared for a very different level of service on Ryanair that you get on most other airlines, although I have not flown with them since they have changed their policy to, we're going to be really user-friendly, service-friendly, and I understand that the responses have been outstanding to their finally waking up to the fact that it's really important to give good customer service. So I'm going to tell you what happens if you pick up your car in Dublin or Shannon and you want to drop it in Belfast and fly from Belfast to London or Scotland or somewhere else. We'll be right back. Beep, 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 yeah. Stephanie Abrams here inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
biztalkradio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking about car rental. And one of the things that happens when you go to Northern Ireland with a car you've rented in the Republic. And let's say, and we've done it. We've picked up a car in Dublin or Shannon, and we've driven north. We're zigzagging across the Republic of Ireland, gotten into Northern Ireland, and flown home from Belfast. And used to be Continental. Now it's United, who took over the routes when they merged. And you can get yourself back to, you know, any place that United flies, which is a fairly distinguished list of cities that it serves. Well, to keep it simple, this is a frightening story I'm about to tell you. To keep it simple in their system, this is designed to make it easy for the car rental agents and for the programming of their system. Maybe they just need better programmers. In just about any place in the world, the major car rental companies regard dropping off a car in Belfast that you picked up in the Republic of Ireland as dropping it off in another country, and there is a substantial drop-off fee, which may be added on to a fairly substantial border crossing fee. So you could wind up with something between, I don't know, $200 and something and $400 and something for these fees, which are non-existent. There is absolutely no reason to have a fee to drop off a car in Belfast, none whatsoever. Other than if you picked up a car in France and you dropped it in Germany, there'd be a fee. If they picked up the car in Spain and you dropped it off in I don't know, France, Italy, somewhere, wherever, there would be a fee. Oh, pick it up in Spain, drop it off in Portugal. That's more likely. There would be a fee for dropping it in another country. So to keep it simple across the board, these car rental companies charge this drop fee if you pick it up in the Republic and you drop it in Northern Ireland. Ridiculous. They don't do that at Dooley Car Rentals. And you see, what happens is people, you don't know this fine print stuff. You're now knee deep into this car rental. You're dropping the car off and here's your final bill. And it's like, holy smoke, what happened here? How did I get stuck with this bill? And then you have people carrying on like lunatics over it. So to save yourself the need for CPR, let me just suggest that you investigate Dooley Car Rentals for your consideration. I'll tell you one other thing they do, and every time I say this, I add the disclaimer, I don't make a penny on this, people. It matters not to me one way or the other financially whether you rent from Dooley or you don't. But I hate to see my listeners get, you know, there's nothing worse than you have, plans for a dream trip and something turns it from a dream to a nightmare. I don't want that to happen to you. And I've been doing business with Dooley Car Rentals for a very long time. They're wonderful people. So when you call their toll-free number, which you can find online, Dooley Car Rentals, .com. When you call, ask for the fans and friends of Stephanie Abrams rate. And as a courtesy to you, because we love each other, the Dooleys and us, as a courtesy to you, they will give you a one-category upgrade. That means if you want a Category D, as in doggy, car, you'll pay for a C. One down. You want a Category C car, you'll pay for a Category B. One category down. So it's like you pay for a compact and you'll get a full size or something like that. Just look at what the difference in the categories are. Whatever you pay for, you're going to get upgraded one category. And that's a special thing they do for my radio listeners and my online visitors. And I hope you enjoy and appreciate that. I think it's important that you give great consideration to, I think you need to take an automatic car, consideration or otherwise. And I highly recommend that because there are some hairpin turn roads. You know what a hairpin turn is? I bet I have some listeners who don't. You know what a hairpin looks like? Almost looks like a horseshoe, only skinnier, narrow. They have roads that not only do this hairpin, but you're either going uphill or downhill. You know, you're on the upside of the mountain or the downside of the mountain. And it's making this, it's almost like a U-turn. And you try navigating that. And, you know, it does rain occasionally in Ireland. I know you can't tell that from our photographs because we always have so much sun when we travel in Ireland, but it does rain. And, you know, roads can be slick when it rains. So here you think of, you got a slick road and it's making this U-turn and it's on a hill while you're doing it. And you have to deal with that and shift. Nah. So go for the automatic. And I think for the upgrade story, you have to be taking an automatic car anyway. You might also want to look at taking a diesel car when you're traveling anywhere in the world. Because check the prices at the gas stations first. Diesel fuel is often less expensive than normal gasoline, regular gasoline. So you can save some money on how much it's costing you to put gas in the car. So the other thing that is often problematic with returning cars, there are a couple of squirrely spots in the world. One of them being the airport at Geneva, Switzerland. The Geneva airport is mostly in Switzerland, but a little tiny piece of the airport juts into France. So the French border goes through the airport, not like in half, maybe a tenth, just a little part of the airport. But there are people that rent cars in France and want to return them in France to avoid a drop charge. So every car rental company, well, I shouldn't say every because I haven't checked it lately, but most car rental companies will have two car rental pickup and drop off points. One is in France, the other is in Switzerland, both in the same airport. So if you rented a car in Paris, let's say you landed in Paris or you've landed in Nice, a place in mourning at the moment, but from my point of view, a place I would go in a heartbeat. And that's probably where you're going to, if you're going to fly in internationally, you're either going to land in Nice or you're going to land in Paris. And you pick up a car. But now you're going to go traveling and you're going to go traveling into Switzerland. You're going to want to, if that's just the, you know, the region that you're going to drive around, maybe you're going to do France and Switzerland, a little bit of Germany, and you're going to come back, double back. You're going to fly home from Geneva. Then you want to make sure that you find the French side of the Geneva airport and return your car there. Because if you make a mistake and you return your car at Geneva airport on the Swiss side of the airport, which is maybe what, 5 blocks away from the other side of the airport where the same car rental company has another outlet, you'll pay hundreds of dollars in drop charges for dropping it in another country. Can you believe that? So if you fly into, let's say you fly into Geneva and you're flying out of Paris, that's a different story. You don't have a choice. But if you're flying round trip Geneva, Switzerland, you want to drop the car. Well, you do have a choice, actually. If you were flying into Geneva and out of Paris, make sure you pick up your car from the French side of Geneva Airport. Then you'll be picking it up in the same country, and when you drop it in Paris, you're dropping it in the same country. Otherwise, you're in for a big surprise when they show you the bill. Stay with me, everybody. Stephanie Abrams here will be... Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows brought to you by Galgorm Resort and Spa. When exploring Northern Ireland, indulge yourself in luxury at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena and experience their thermal village, complete with snow hut year-round. Visit Galgorm.com for details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
There are two items related to car rental I want to talk about now. And it's really an important issue. And actually three, because I should throw in, we were doing a little checking. And apparently, and this is not unusual, but the Mexican government does not accept insurance on a car that is underwritten by a U.S. company. It has to be underwritten by a Mexican company. I really don't recommend you take a car into Mexico for about 45, 50 different reasons. Fly in and pick up a car wherever you land. You see, the other part of that is, in general, the places that tourists go are places where you're going to have a great time and you're going to be just fine. But if you drove into Mexico and had to drive to Mexico City, to Cancun, to Cozumel, to Acapulco, to Los Cabos, you got to drive through some areas that are not touristic. And you can leave yourself open to meeting some banditos you just as soon not meet. So, not thrilled about the idea of just rent a car and drive around Mexico. Fly into a tourism destination or Mexico City if you're doing business or you're visiting for touristic reasons. Rent a car and stay in the region. And if you want to go from Mexico City to Acapulco, which is, I think, a four-hour drive, I would fly it and pick up a car at the other end. You're driving through a whole lot of mountains and whatnot. If we have time, I'll tell you the story, if not this week, another week, about how I was going to a meeting in Cuernavaca with somebody that I did business with in Mexico, a very reputable person who I adore to this day. And as we were driving, we stopped somewhere to get gasoline on the highway. And the fella says to me, yeah, I better stop and get gas. This wouldn't be a good place, this road that we have to take to get to Cuernavaca, wouldn't be a good place to get stuck, you know, because banditos would come and get us. I didn't know whether he was kidding around or not. He said, but that's okay. I have my gun with me. And he got out of the car, and between us on the console, there was this leather triangular pouch, which I peeked in, and indeed, it was his pistol. And he knew how to use it. So, there are times when you're happy that someone is armed. But, if I weren't with him, and he was ex-Mexican military, this guy knew his way around. But in any event, flying into a place, pick up a car, go to the happy places, and you'll be fine. I just wouldn't go driving in the mountains by myself. So there was something else I wanted to talk with you about, and that's that whole routine of pick up the car with a little bit of gasoline in it, return it empty. Pick up the car with a full tank, return it with a full tank. That's so much easier. That is so much easier because when you pick up a car that's got a little bit of gas in it and you fill it up, especially when you're in a place that's unfamiliar to you, you don't know how much gasoline am I going to need to use in the next 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. Am I going to get to a point 6 days out, I got 1 day to go, and now I got to put gas in the car? Generally speaking, you wind up delivering a gift of $30 or $40 or more to the car rental company because you fill it up and then you don't use it on that concept of we're giving it to you almost empty, bring it back empty. No matter how much you bring it back with, you have bought them a present in the form of gasoline. So if you have a choice, because sometimes they'll ask you, you tell them, we're going to bring it back full. You're going to take it out full, and you're going to bring it back full. And you stop somewhere near the airport, but far enough from the airport that you're not in the high gasoline district. Because often when you get close to the airport, the price of the gas is much higher than it was 5 miles down the road. So if you're staying at a place not far from the airport the night before you're flying, find a gasoline station around there, fill up so you don't have to worry about it on your head in terms of one more thing to do in the morning before you fly or the afternoon before you fly, and fill it up and then deliver it back full. Because there's guesswork on, I'll bring it back empty. How do you do that? How do you do that, too, without running out of gas? That's got to be a beauty on the last day of your trip. Sometimes they will give you the option, don't worry, we'll fill it up for you. You don't want to do that. We have seen rates, hang on, let me ask you. I think I've seen rates like, I don't know, $9 a gallon or something. $6 a gallon when gasoline is running like two. So you wind up paying 300% more for the gasoline than it would cost you if you go out and do it yourself. So leaving it for them to fill up, never a good thing. Now, I think I saw $9 a gallon somewhere. I'm trying to think of where that was. I'll try to remember. There's one other thing that makes me completely insane. There is a company that in general, in the U.S., and they're elsewhere in the world because they have partners in the world. But wherever else they are in the world, you're really working with their partners, so the experience may be different from the U.S. Come back next week. Got to fly now.
Because we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.